home for informative, local, and dependable news and talk. Listen to Local Talk in your morning and afternoon drive. Local experts during the day with the Pensacola Expert Panel. And National Talk with Brian Kilmeade and Dave Ramsey. Listen to local news and Fox News at the top and bottom of every hour. Along with WEAR News during your afternoon drive and at 10 p.m. We have your traffic on the fives during your commute. And when breaking news hits, we have you covered. News Radio 92.3, now heard on 95.3 and AM 1620.
Local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola right now.
Welcome back. Hour number two. This is the news hour of Pensacola right now. And let's go ahead and get started with traffic and weather together on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
No major slowdowns to report right now with I-10 and I-110 looking good. We did have a minor accident on 98. This is right in front of the Nature Preserve on Gulf Breeze Parkway, but it's not causing a lot of slowdowns. If you do see something else on the roads, give me a call to the traffic line on at 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives, and let's get our weather from WEAR.
All clear in the skies tonight and another beautiful night with overnight lows falling down into the 50s. Sunny again Thursday with highs in the upper 70s to low 70s. Dry weather Thursday, dry again on Friday, but over the weekend we've got a slight chance for a shower or thunderstorm to pop up. We're holding those rain chances at around 20%. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News Forecast.
Thanks, Alan. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic and weather together. Let's get our top three stories from Bobby.
Thank you very much, Gracie. And Atlanta active shooter situation going on right now. A former Coast Guardsman is wanted after one was killed. Four have been injured in a Midtown shooting in Atlanta. Three of the victims have critical injuries. It's still unclear if all four people who were injured sustained gunshot wounds or how exactly they were injured. The shooter is still on the loose. He has now been identified by the police as Deion Patterson, aged 24. And now they've started getting adjacent counties coming in and actually county police coming in trying to help track this guy down. Speaking of manhunts, the Texas manhunt is over from that mass shooting suspect who killed five individuals in his neighborhood the other day. He was found in a nearby county at a relative's home in the closet, buried under a bunch of laundry. His live-in partner was also taken into custody. She's being charged with hindering the apprehension of a known felon. So apparently she seemed to be working with the authorities, but now they believe it was all a ruse. She was trying to lead them off the path. And finally, the Federal Reserve has raised the interest rate another quarter of a percentage point. They could be ready for a pause, but this is the 10th time that they have raised the interest rate in a row. Those are your top three stories. Let's go ahead for your local headlines. Over to Joe Ford in the newsroom. Joe, what you got going on?
Well, Bobby, we had yesterday the big groundbreaking of the Blake Doyle Skate Park in downtown Pensacola. Today, over in Santa Rosa County, another project that's been years, if not decades, in the making, the P Ridge Connector. It's the first four-lane separated roadway in Santa Rosa County in three decades.
It's not always easy to stick your neck out and do something that politically doesn't look like the right thing to do, but for the county and for the future of Santa Rosa County and its residents, this was truly the right thing to do.
As Commission Chairman Colton Wright, he was speaking there about Commissioner Sam Parker, who he called the driving force in getting the project over the finish line. We're going to hear from Commissioner Wright coming up here in about 10 minutes Pensacola right now. Also today, we're hearing from Pensacola Police. We know the weather's getting a lot warmer, and young folks up to no good. That from Pensacola Police spokesman Mike Wood, who says, on Pensacola's southeast side, in the last 30 days, there have been 12 cars stolen.
The common denominator in all of these cases is that someone left their keys in their car and the car unlocked.
And PPD spokesman Mike Wood says they have been able to recover some of their cars, but not all of them. A major concern is that when it comes to these types of cases, stolen cars often turn up in more serious crimes and could be damaged if perhaps a police chase ensues. Hopefully there's no police chase out there on the roads right now. 515, Gracie has an update on the roads.
No police chase that I know of happening on the roads right now. We're looking good with no major slowdowns. If you see something on the roads, make sure to give me a call to 850-2626-111. That is the traffic line number. And let's get a quick look at our WEAR weather.
Skies tonight will be all clear. It's going to be another beautiful night with overnight lows falling into the 50s. Later this week and into the weekend, our overnight lows will not be quite as cool and the weather will be more humid. In fact, over the weekend, we've got a chance for a pop-up shower or a thunderstorm. In the meantime, though, as we head through the day, Thursday looks beautiful and sunny again with highs in the upper 70s to low 80s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News forecast.
Thanks, Alan. Now, I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic and weather together. Let's get some more local headlines from Joe Ford.
Well, Baptist Healthcare, of course, that's going to be the next big groundbreaking. I shouldn't say that because there may be others, but the next big one that's kind of on everybody's radar this fall, of course, the new Baptist Healthcare complex right there next to PCC. Well, in order to get set up for that, they need to hire people to work in the new jobs that are being created over there. So they're going to be having a job fair later this month. So mark this on your calendars if you're in the medical field, trying to get into the medical field. Thursday, May 18th from 2 to 6, it'll be at the Hilton Garden Inn on Airport Boulevard. You can visit joinbaptist.org for a complete list of all of the available positions there. Over in Mobile, cruises out of there will be beginning soon. Tickets are now available for cruises on the Carnival Spirit. Those will be set to go out in October. You can get your tickets now for the series of cruises for the 24 and 2025 seasons. 5, 6, and 8-day trips to the South Caribbean are available right now out of Mobile. As far as what's going on elsewhere in the state today, a busy day as far as your legislative update. Governor Ron DeSantis is pen busy today. First of all, he's expected to sign a bill that expands the controversial Don't Say Gay bill, what the critics refer to it as. Of course, you'll recall last year it was originally for kindergarten through third grade, where it banned instruction on sexual orientation or gender identity. That is now being expanded to pre-K through eighth grade.
I get that there are parents everywhere that maybe we can stand up here and say they're not doing their jobs, but we can do ours and we can model good behavior and we can have an expectation of what is appropriate in a public school.
The bill also restricts how teachers and students can use preferred pronouns in school. And then finally, Bobby, before I throw it back to you, the state of Florida now with 3 executions in the last 3 months. Daryl Barwick was executed at around 5 o'clock our time today. The Supreme Court denied a final stay of execution today. This was in regards to a murder from 1986 in Panama City when he was 19 years old, Bobby.
That's a long time to be on death row right there. And well, I guess that just happened then, like 20 minutes ago,
mm-hmm.
was when it was scheduled, right? Okay. A couple other national things to let you know about here real quick. Ukraine is denying Russia's claim that they used a drone attack to attack the Kremlin. They said, no, we didn't do that. Now, the State Department has also come out and said that they don't see any evidence or have any information that Ukraine tried to use a drone or create a drone attack against the Kremlin either. And New York has become the first state to ban natural gas stoves and furnaces in most buildings. There was a big protest in the governor's mansion yesterday from landlords trying to get her to stop this, but it still went through. So they've become the first state to ban natural gas stoves and furnaces in buildings. And, you know, as we talk about illegal immigration, there's 2 ways to handle illegal immigration. Tighten up the security, tighten up the border, or create more legal pathways. Mexico and the United States have announced a joint action to expand legal pathways of entry into the United States. You're listening to the News Hour of Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here next, we've got who are we talking to? We're calling to
Colton Wright. Santa Rosa County Commissioner. Yep.
Perfect. So we'll talk to Colton Wright coming up next right here on the News Hour of Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi and on News Radio 92.3.
So she said, what's the problem, baby? What's the problem? I don't know. Well, maybe I'm in love.
Pensacola right now, right here on News Radio 92.3. If you'd like to weigh in, by the way, text 850-437-1620. Some of the top health and science headlines, and then we're going to be talking to Colton Wright, the commissioner here, in just a couple of minutes here, right after traffic and weather on the fives. So the United States is going to drop most COVID vaccine mandates next week as the emergency ends. Foreign travelers to the United States, Head Start educators, healthcare workers, and non-citizens at the U.S. border will see vaccine mandates lifted. And such mandates have already been lifted by Congress and the federal court system. But now that the President Biden has lifted other federal restrictions, that will they'll go through. Also, as it pertains to health, the FDA has approved the world's first RSV vaccine. The shot is for adults 60 years old and up. It was first attempted 60 years ago. Talking about the vaccine, it was first attempted 60 years ago. So late-stage clinical trial lowered the risk of symptomatic illness by 83% and severe illness by 94%. Let's get traffic and weather on the fives with Gracie Wolf right here on News Radio 92.3. Gracie?
Our roads are looking good right now on I-10 and I-110. No major slowdowns to report. Again, this traffic update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Executive Landscaping, celebrating 40 years in business on the Gulf Coast. Call them today for your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Now let's get a quick look at our weather.
Skies tonight will be all clear. It's going to be another beautiful night with overnight lows falling into the 50s. Later this week and into the weekend, our overnight lows will not be quite as cool and the weather will be more humid. In fact, over the weekend, we've got a chance for a pop-up shower or a thunderstorm. In the meantime, though, as we head through the day, Thursday looks beautiful and sunny again with highs in the upper 70s to low 80s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News forecast.
And we'll go to the phones right now. Santa Rosa County Commission Chairman Colton Wright joining us. Colton, in Gracie's traffic update, I did not hear anything about any major slowdowns on the Pier Ridge Connector. So I think folks are figuring out the roundabout okay.
Yeah, I think Santa Rosa County, I think the residents here can navigate a roundabout. Takes a little bit of little education, but I think they're doing just fine.
So try to, if you can, put this into context. I mean, we know the background. It's kind of been a project that's really been decades in the making. It really kind of got its feet off the ground in 2005. But kind of put this into context. What exactly does this mean for county residents, given the growth that we've seen in terms of homes, schools, amenities, just everything out there? What exactly are we talking about for Santa Rosa County today?
Well, I think one of the points to take home is the fact that this is an example of how planning capital projects should be done, and Santa Rosa County stepping up and doing the right thing to plan for the future. The whole process of how the road came to be, you know, the planning process and the decisions that were made to go ahead and make it four lanes today rather than make it two lanes and then incur that expense once the road was the capacity to expand it four lanes down the road. It's just an example of doing things the right way the first time and planning for the future, knowing that the growth in Santa Rosa County is coming and will continue to happen for decades to come.
And I know that in one of the comments that you mentioned, you talked about Commissioner Sam Parker a lot and him being one of the driving forces, talked about how this wasn't popular politically, but it was the right thing to do. What was the biggest challenge that either the commission had either since you've been on it or that predates your time in getting this to this point?
Well, all of it predates my time on the board, as I've only been there about 2.5 years now. But as a resident who followed, you know, what was happening in Santa Rosa County for, you know, since 1990, you know, it was a plan that was on the shelf. Staff knew it needed to be done, but it was going to take risk, you know, and a elected official only has so much political capital in the bank, so to speak. And between the Pea Ridge Connector and the Santa Rosa County Courthouse, those were two projects that were much needed, were long overdue, but frankly, no one really wanted to pick up that political hot potato and make the decision to get it done, and Sam Parker did that. You know, Commissioner Parker, you know, looked at what needed to be done and said, you know what, I'm gonna move the ball on some things, and he really stuck his neck out, and, you know, I appreciate that from him. I think that's what elected leaders should be doing. To me, that's the definition of leadership.
It's Commissioner Colton Wright there, County Commission Chairman. We have just had the full beach renourishment that is going to be going on. We've got the courthouse. We've got the Pea Ridge Connector. There's definitely a lot going on there. Commissioner, thank you so much for your time this afternoon, and we'll certainly keep tabs on that. You said car traffic about 5,000 cars per day on that?
I think that's estimated for now. I can tell you that the lights were working when we finished the ribbon cutting this morning, and traffic was already flowing on it, and I saw traffic on it about 1 p.m. today. So motorists are already finding their way.
All right. We appreciate your time, as always, Commissioner, and we'll talk soon. Thank you so much. Almost 5:30 here at Pensacola right now. The News Hour with Pensacola right now coming up here, the Fox News break here in just a matter of moments. Bobby, couple big things going on in sports tonight. Joel Embiid, a night after winning the MVP of the NBA, he's back for Game 2 against the Boston Celtics after a surprise Game 1 win.
I was going to say, they already won the first one without him. So, and that was an away game. So for this to be the second away game, now you actually get Joel Embiid with you. That bodes pretty well for the 76ers playing the Celtics in tonight's game.
And also a couple of big NHL games as well. Hey, after the Fox News update, Your Money Now, brought to you by AlphaStar Wealth Management. Remember, it's not about what you make, it's about what you get to keep. AlphaStar Wealth Management, your prosperity is their priority.
Right now, right here on News Radio 92.3. And if you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. We are getting a lot of reports about some sort of fire or a lot of smoke going on. Joe Ford will have more on that for us here shortly. First, let's get traffic and weather together on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
We do have an accident on I-10. This is going to be right between 29 and I-110. If you're heading westbound, expect some slow-moving traffic due to this accident, and it is backing things up onto the I-110 ramp getting onto I-10 westbound. So keep that in mind. We also have a patch of slow traffic that's going to be on I-10 heading eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard. If you see something else on the roads, give me a call to the traffic line. This traffic report brought to you by Fresh from Florida Shoppers. This is your local sweet corn farmer letting you know that Florida sweet corn is in season. You can learn more at followfreshfromflorida.com from the Florida Department of Agriculture. Let's get a quick update on our weather.
Skies tonight will be all clear. It's going to be another beautiful night with overnight lows falling into the 50s. Later this week and into the weekend, our overnight lows will not be quite as cool and the weather will be more humid. In fact, over the weekend, we've got a chance for a pop-up shower or a thunderstorm. In the meantime, though, as we head through the day, Thursday looks beautiful and sunny again with highs in the upper 70s to low 80s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News forecast.
Thanks, Alan. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather. Let's hear from Bobby for our top three stories.
Top three stories here. Atlanta active shooter situation still going on right now. Former Coast Guardsman, he's been identified as Deion Patterson. He's 24 years old. There's one individual killed, four injured in a Midtown shooting. Three of the victims have critical injuries. It was all women as well. No motive yet has been identified. Speaking of manhunts, the Texas manhunt for that mass shooter is over. They found the suspect without incident in a relative's closet in a neighboring county. He was buried underneath a bunch of laundry. According to the police, I guess he thought that was a good hiding spot. His live-in partner was also taken into custody. She's being charged with hindering the apprehension of a known felon. As it turns out, they thought she was working with them, but it was all a ruse. She was throwing them off the scent. So she has been arrested as well. And finally, top three stories. The Fed has raised the interest rate another quarter of a point, percentage point. This is the 10th time that they have raised the interest rate. And this puts the federal funds rate over 5%. That's the highest it's been since 2007. And they did signal that they might pause this raising of the interest rates, but we'll have to see how that goes. Hey, Joe, what is going on with the smoke? That's the question I keep getting in the text line right now. What's going on with the smoke? So yeah. Let's throw it over to Joe for some local headlines.
Oh, yeah. Reaching out to Santa Rosa County on this. Avalon Fire Department estimating about 1 to 2 acres on fire here. The Florida Forestry Service is handling it. I followed up to see if there's any reported injuries or anything like that. Doesn't sound like they're too concerned about that, but just estimating again, 1 to 2 acres. This is off of San Rafael Street, just south of I-10 in the Avalon area there. So obviously smoke would be the biggest impact to drivers in that area.
But a few people have sent us in some text, Joe, and yeah, it's a
lot of smoke.
A lot of smoke, and hopefully they'll be able to contain this, because you remember, it kind of brings back memories to me about this time, about 2 or 3 years ago, we had wildfires like all over the place around here. So kind of bringing back some memories with that.
Yeah. So, I mean, that'll be, again, this is just coming in. We found out about this while we were on the phone with Commissioner Wright. Right now, that's what we know. 1 to 2 acres involved. Florida Forestry Service is in on that. So we can reach out to Joe Zerchowski with the Forestry Service to see if there's any more details on that. But again, still waiting word if there's any injuries or anything like that. But yeah, you talked about that. I mean, I remember that like it was yesterday. That was on a Wednesday, just like today. And at the time, there was like a burn ban in effect at the time, and it still happened. So, but yeah, it's conditions. I don't know. I don't know how conducive the conditions are, but you know, there's a lot of wind out there, pretty dry. Temperatures obviously have been very nice this week. So, yeah, hopefully nothing major, but yeah, definitely a lot of smoke out there.
All right. When it comes to actually, will you give us an update on the Florida legislative session?
Yeah.
There's a few big things that happened in the Florida legislative session today. And you got that for us.
No injuries reported at this time, by the way. So that just coming in. DeSantis had a press conference today talking about prescription drugs, reforming that. We knew that this was going to be coming several months ago. DeSantis took aim at PBMs, pharmacy benefit managers, saying that the reason partly that prescription drugs are too expensive is because of PBMs not having enough accountability.
You see a lot of bureaucracy, red tape, and people are making money off this system that aren't really providing value to the system.
So the new law that he signed today will empower consumers through increased choice among pharmacies, also creating transparency in prescription drug price increases. The other major legislation that was passed today, the Florida Senate approved the expansion to the parental right in education law. Critics commonly referring to it as the Don't Say Gay bill, passed along party lines. Here's opposition to that.
People took down rainbow stickers. They took books down that were talking about anything related to trans kids or homosexuality.
So the House passed their version last month. The Senate passed it today. The law last year banned instruction on sexual orientation from K through third grade. That now expands from K-4 through eighth grade. One more bill, the one named in honor of Tyree Sampson. You'll remember him as the teenager who tragically died after falling from the free fall ride at Icon Park last year. The House and Senate agreeing on a measure that would require more stricter standards for amusement park rides. The Tyree Sampson Act expected to be signed into law by Governor Ron DeSantis soon and would go into effect this July, Bobby.
All right, thank you very much. Yeah, that's a terrible tragedy that happened right there, and that's often, as we've seen in history, it propels legislation to get done whenever you see stuff like that happen. Tonight in the NBA, 7 o'clock on TNT, you got the 76ers against the Celtics. On NHL hockey, you got the New Jersey Red Devils against the Carolina Hurricanes beginning at 6 o'clock on ESPN. When that game's over, you'll have Edmonton against Las Vegas. In other sports news, Patrick Mahomes' brother, Jackson Mahomes, was arrested and charged with aggravated sexual battery. This is an incident that happened apparently on video, so that don't look good for him. Three-time Olympic medalist Tori Bowie died today at the age of 32. She was a sprinter and long jumper. She won 3 medals at the Rio Olympics in 2016. She was found dead in her home here in Florida. The cause is unknown, though. And Lionel Messi is in talks for a whopping $400 million per year contract to play for Saudi Arabia. Not $400 million contract total, $400 million per year. That's wow. All right, it's time for traffic and weather on the fives with Gracie Wolf right here on the News Hour on Pit's Call right now on News Radio 92.3. Go ahead, Gracie.
This traffic update brought to you by Barberry Plumbing. We do have slow moving traffic in the westbound direction on I-10. This is going to be right in between 29 and I-110. We have an accident that's causing slowdowns again westbound on I-10, but it's also backing up northbound on I-110 as well as the ramp. So keep that in mind. We do have some afternoon traffic as you are heading towards Avalon Boulevard on I-10 in the eastbound direction. If you see something else on the roads or you have any details, please give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-262-6111. And the traffic report brought to you by Barberry Plumbing, the best of the Bay winner. Barberry Plumbing, make sure to call them at 477-8782. Now let's get a quick update on weather.
All clear in the skies tonight and another beautiful night with overnight lows falling down into the 50s. Sunny again Thursday with highs in the upper 70s to low 70s. Dry weather Thursday, dry again on Friday, but over the weekend we've got a slight chance for a shower or thunderstorm to pop up. We're holding those rain chances at around 20%. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News forecast.
Thanks, Alan. That's our traffic and weather together. Let's get some pop culture news stories in here. Jamie Foxx broke the silence after a mysterious medical complication. So the actor, comedian, and singer has been recovering from an unknown health issue since April. Recently, those close to Jamie asked for prayers, and this caused some concerns and worried about his condition. Then Foxx took to Instagram and he said, appreciate all the love, feeling blessed. He also thanked Nick Cannon, who's been stepping in for him as a host for Foxx Beat Shazam. Kevin Costner and his wife getting a divorce after 18 years. That's right, Christina Baumgartner. There's no word on what led to this split, but Christina did say they have irreconcilable differences. She's not asking for any spousal support, but there is a prenup, so obviously she's going to be getting something. And he and Christina share three children together. They're both asking for joint custody. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is out. They announced their 2023 inductees. It includes Kate Bush, Sheryl Crow, Missy Elliott, George Michael, Willie Nelson, Rage Against the Machine, and the Spinners. And for a lot of them, it's their first time being on the ballot. Pete Davidson.
Those are just the nominees?
Yep, those are just the nominees. So they're on the ballot, and we'll see who gets inducted. And lastly, kind of talked about this yesterday, the strike going on. This is going to cause some mess-ups for SNL. Pete Davidson was supposed to be the host for Saturday Night Live, returning this weekend, but his hosting debut is going to get canceled due to this writer's strike. And he was supposed to have the musical guest this weekend was supposed to be Lil Uzi Vert. So those are some pop culture stories for you. Let's get our national headlines from Bobby.
All right. Thank you very much, Gracie. So national test scores showed a decline in history and civics proficiency. So this national testing began in 1998, and this is the first time that eighth graders fell since they were doing testing. This once again kind of continues the conversation going on about pandemic era loss of learning. And so this is part of that. Testing dropped by 5 points in history. So both civics and history had a big decline right there. Republican senators walked out in the Oregon Capitol. They had a contentious vote pertaining to abortion, and the Republicans are the minority in the chamber, and they didn't like the way the direction was going, and so they walked out. Interestingly enough, just last year, Oregon voters voted, had a statewide ballot, and they voted to have stiff penalties if a minority party does a walkout to try to basically overthrow the voting process. If a lawmaker receives 10 or more unexcused absences in a session, which this would be an unexcused absence, they cannot run for re-election. I actually like that law. I think it's pretty good right there. And then Trump's lawyers said today they will not present a defense case in the rape trial of Trump against or E. Jean Carroll against Donald Trump. Now, what that means is they're not going to present any witnesses. Obviously, they're going to have a defense, but they're not going to provide any witnesses or anything like that. They also had today a second accuser come forward and take the witness stand against Trump on this. So, I mean, I don't know how this is going. We've said this before. They were trying to go for a mistrial. They're probably still going to be trying to find another attempt at a mistrial or something like a hung jury or something like that. We'll have to see how that goes overall. And New York becomes the first state to ban natural gas stoves and furnaces in most new buildings. We're going to get a quick break. When we come back here, we've got more local headlines for you, as well as some sports news and some health and science news for you coming up here on the News Hour on Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Pensacola right now, right here on News Radio 92.3. Let's go ahead and hit some more local headlines with Joe Ford over in the newsroom. Joe?
Yeah, Bobby, couple updates from the PNJ today. The first, the man accused of killing his grandmother's boyfriend 2 years ago found guilty today. 22-year-old Denotica Pearson found guilty of first-degree premeditated murder. Immediately following the conviction, he was sentenced to life in prison without parole. If you followed their reporting, the Denotica Pearson had a series of explicit outbursts throughout the trial starting Monday with jury selection. He actually viewed his trial from a separate room on Zoom as the judge threw him out after he couldn't keep his composure, but that trial wrapped up today. Also, the Escambia County leaders found out today that they will have to pay almost $25,000 in legal fees tied to former County Commissioner Doug Underhill. This all centers around a defamation lawsuit that Underhill won against Scott Miller, who was the former director of the operations at Rolling Hills Landfill, centering around Underhill's comments on the Facebook group Escambia Citizens Watch. When Underhill sought to be reimbursed for his legal fees at the time, the county said we're not paying for this. However, a circuit judge ordered the county to pay as his comments were made in his official capacity as commissioner. They appealed that ruling, and then the First District Court of Appeal came back today. 5:55 now. That means traffic and weather together on the fives.
We still have slow-moving traffic on I-10. This is going to be in the westbound direction. If you're heading I-10 westbound, expect some slowdowns right between 29 and I-110, also causing some slowdowns on I-110 northbound. If you see something else on the roads or have some details, please give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. And this traffic report is brought to you by Frontier Motors. Frontier Motors is the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola, and Frontier Motors is located on Beverly Parkway. Now let's get our weather.
All clear in the skies tonight and another beautiful night with overnight lows falling down into the 50s. Sunny again Thursday with highs in the upper 70s to low 70s. Dry weather Thursday, dry again on Friday, but over the weekend we've got a slight chance for a shower or thunderstorm to pop up. We're holding those rain chances at around 20%. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News forecast.
Thanks, Alan. It's Gracie Wolf with your traffic and weather together. We're going to get a quick science and health story for you. The FDA has approved the world's first RSV vaccine. This shot is for adults for ages 60 and up, and this vaccine was first attempted 60 years ago. The late stages of the clinical trial lowered risk of symptomatic illnesses by 83% and severe illnesses by 94%. The CDC must still recommend the vaccine before it becomes available to the public. Now let's head over to Bobby Rossi with our national headlines.
Still looking over at the Atlanta situation, active shooter situation, where they're trying to find this individual. He's a former Coast Guardsman. He's wanted after killing one individual. Four others have been injured. They were all women. No motive has been identified yet, and they're trying to find him. He's 24 years old. They've identified him as Deion Patterson. Also, Apple and Google now teaming up on a plan to make Bluetooth trackers like the Apple AirTag safer. In other words, there's been a lot of complaints of people saying that they've been used to track people like unwantingly. And so they're trying to work together to try to come up with a better privacy plan, I guess you would say, with that. And then we mentioned this before, Federal Reserve has raised the rates by a quarter of a percentage point. It's the 10th rate hike in a row. And got some news on, we got our, what is it, third execution in 3 months. Joe, tell us a little bit about this.
Yeah, so the third execution, of course, there was a 3.5-year pause due to COVID, but Daryl Barwick executed at 5 o'clock our time. The Supreme Court denied a final stay of execution. 1986 killed a 24-year-old woman in her Panama City apartment. He was 19 years old at the time. Here locally, a couple feel-good stories. We could use some of those today. First of all, the at C.A. Weiss Elementary School today, the Leadership Pensacola class celebrating the grand opening of their class project. It's an on-site care closet. So it's a space, a dedicated space, where it is staffed with non-perishable food, personal hygiene items, as well as other educational resources where students can come and families can come and essentially grab whatever they want or need at no cost. So they celebrated that grand opening today. Voting, Bobby, wrapped up, and Gracie, wrapped up today on the city sweeper. Street sweeper contest. Mayor DC Reeves said there were 6,000 votes as of yesterday. 12 finalists. I won't go through all of them, but some of my favorites: Darth Sweeper, Obi-Wan Kenobi, and of course Sweepy McSweepface.
Sweeper McSweeper.
So
yeah, that one's Sweeper McSweepface.
I am not a betting man. If I was, I would bet a lot of money that Sweepy McSweepface will be one of the three.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, I would say that as well. Yeah, it had a lot of votes for it, and every time we brought it up, we had people
because there was Bodie McBoatface, and the last time we had one of these local naming competitions,
right, yeah.
So you got to have Sweepy.
Very creative. This is the 3-year-olds who are voting, and us adults are like, that 3-year-old's dead on. That's awesome. All right, this is the News Hour on Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Thanks for joining us.